Hello and welcome to our service of worship together for Sunday the 17th of May, which in our calendar is Easter 6th, the sixth Sunday of Easter. Let us start with our words from 2 Corinthians 13:13. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Let me pray before we start our worship. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your great love for us. We thank you for this time we can share together in hearing from your word. We pray that you would speak into our hearts and minds through your Holy Spirit. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Again, our words from Revelation 15 helps put the setting for our worship together. Great and marvellous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. I invite you to join with me in our thanksgiving prayer as we start our worship. Gracious God, we humbly thank you for life and health and safety, and for all that is beautiful in creation and human life. But above all, we praise you for our Saviour Jesus Christ, for his death and resurrection, for the gift of your Spirit, and for the hope of sharing in your glory. Fill our hearts with all joy and peace in believing, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let me share in a prayer before we come to hear from God's word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for making yourself known to us and showing the way of salvation through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you now to teach and encourage us through your word so that we may be ready to serve you for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our readings for today start with a reading from Acts 17. We're all starting to gear up for the day of Ascension, which is this Thursday, and then lead into the day of Pentecost, the Sunday after that. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you: the God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gave to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times for their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, he now commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm for today is Psalm 66, and we're looking at verses 17 to 19. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and cause his praise to resound. Who has held our souls in life? Who has not suffered our feet to slip? For you have proved us, O God. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid sharp torments on our loins. You let our enemies ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out into a place of liberty. I will come into your house with burnt offerings, and I will pay you my vows, the vows that I opened my lips, that my mouth uttered when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt offerings of fattened beasts with sweet smoke of rams. I will sacrifice a bull and the flesh of goats. Come then and hear, all you that fear God, and I will tell what he has done for me. I called to him with my mouth, and his praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished wickedness in my heart, the Lord would not have heard me. But God has heard me. He has heeded the voice of my prayers. Praise be to God, who has not turned back my prayer or his steadfast love from me. Our second reading is from the book of 1 Peter 8 to verse 22. And the first part of this particularly is important for our sermon today. Finally, all of you have unity of spirit, sympathy, love for one another, a tender heart and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but on the contrary, repay with a blessing. For it is for this that you were called, that you might inherit a blessing. For those who desire life and desire to see good days, let them keep their tongues from evil and their lips from speaking deceit. Let them turn away from evil and do good. Let them seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated. But in your hearts sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defence to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins, once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our gospel reading today, while it's very short, I hope it helps us in these current times. John 14:15 to 21. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. Those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now this week I read on a website the ways one person saw that Satan was working through the current crisis. Just like a hidden virus that spreads among us, causing destruction and disease, the enemy, that is Satan, works to do the same. While I believe it is true that Satan is active and always is, I believe even more that God is active and is stronger, which was the message from this website. Though these times may be full of questions and uncertainty, God cares and is with all who follow him. Today I want to look at a few questions this website raised, but also questions we might have ourselves, and look at these from today's scriptures to hopefully provide some answers. Now we start off with we can't gather at church like we used to. Some rules have just changed, but I might explain that at the end of the service. But really, we can't gather, and we certainly can't gather in the way we used to. And that might raise a question for us. Is God still with us, or are we still with God? Now, this is really a question throughout the ages that now might be ours in a way it hasn't been before. In the Old Testament, when they're in Egypt, certainly is God with us. We're not in the land where we know God was. Or in the exile in Babylon, this really would have been a question on their lips. But also at other times where God just seems to be quiet. In our gospel today, John 14:19, Jesus says, "In a little while the world will not see me." Now, Jesus had been telling his disciples that he would soon be leaving them, and this has caused all sorts of anxiety. So, is God still with us? Well, we actually live with the privilege of living in the time of the Holy Spirit. That is, after that first Pentecost Sunday. And now, God the Holy Spirit is with us as followers of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is with us always. John 14:17, and he will be in you. So not only with us, but in us. And in verse 18, Jesus also had for his disciples, "I will not leave you orphaned. I will not leave you alone." God has not left us. God is with us. Now, it's true we might need help to experience God with us at the moment. We might have to move from expecting God to do whatever it is we want him to do, to look for God. As we look for God, you will find him. If we look to have everything as we want it, we're not looking for God. If we look to have everything the way we want it, then we're not looking for God. We're looking for something else. Now, God does want to bless us, but this may come in unexpected ways or unexpected forms. God is with you and loves you. Loves your loved ones more than you do. God is with us. And that's some of the celebration of Pentecost Sunday. The Holy Spirit's not to be feared. It's not always extravagant, but it's the wonderful promise that God is always with us. The next question that was raised, do we just need to rely on ourselves and our own strength to get through this time? Now, pondering this, for toilet paper, maybe yes, maybe you better get out and buy some. But for all the rest of life, for the important stuff, again, we have the privilege of living in God's time of the Holy Spirit. Look to God to get through this. But that's a choice for us. One of the other questions raised was, are you sick of the confusion? Things just keep to be changing. And that whole thing of Satan breeds distrust and paranoia. Now, I'm not sure we have the same level of paranoia as some in America do often. But where do you go for truth? Which TV station do you listen to? Or which news feed on your various devices? But even perhaps more importantly, where do you go to find that you're valued, that you're important? Is your value found in people letting you get back to normal? To do what you want, when you want? Certainly that would make us perhaps more comfortable and more used to how we do things. But what is truth? Because truth is the opposite of the confusion and the distrust and the paranoia. And the truth is that God loves you. And John 14:17, speaking about the Holy Spirit, this is the Spirit of truth. Now, Jesus later says to Pilate that he is the truth, and it really just reinforces for us that God the Father, God the Son, that is Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit are one. They are all the truth. There's this great unity. Look to God for who you are, and even for what your importance is. It's found in God, not in personal freedoms or other things. So be careful where we get our significance. Another one was Satan tries to lead us into a downward spiral of depression and despair. And look, some people are quite enjoying the current situation where things are a bit quieter and all the rest of it. But other people are really struggling. Now, this downward spiral of depression and despair is not what God wants for you or for anyone else. So how do we come back from that? Well, this week I've taken to being very careful to what I listen to. I mentioned last week we're watching a little bit less of the news, enough to keep informed, but you don't need to keep informed over and over again. I'm also walking a lot more than normal, and when I walk I have my phone with me, and I'm often listening to music or other teaching. Now this week I've found some songs that help me focus on God's love for me, and that God wants to bless us. And this can be a really big help. Help us in those times where we struggle a little bit to remember God's love for us. So watch what you read. Watch what you listen to. Be careful what you focus on. Leave room and deliberate room for God to speak into your life. Now, God communicates to different people in different ways, whether it's reading your Bible, and that's really important, that's where we get his truth. But for some, it might be music, worship. For others, nature. You know, different ways God can speak to us. But leave deliberate room for God to speak to you, and be careful about it. 1 Peter 3:8 has some great tips for us as well. Finally, all of you have unity of spirit, sympathy, love for one another, a tender heart and a humble mind. Just go through each of those later. But this is a sort of attitude that transforms us and is following God. You know, even that, a humble mind. It's not all about what I want. But it goes on. Do not repay evil for evil or abuse for abuse. Now, you've seen some real cases of that in the news, particularly in the early days in the supermarkets and all the rest of it. But on the contrary, repay with a blessing. Now, this is very different. And as we do this, this transforms us, and this is following God. It goes on. Let them keep their tongues from evil and their lips from speaking deceit or lies. Keep our tongues from evil. This is the sort of attitude that transforms us and is following God. It goes on. Let them turn away from evil and do good. Let them seek peace and pursue it. Again, this is a sort of attitude that transforms us and is following God. Let God calm us and change us. Move the focus off us and onto God's love for us. You might need to take some time and ponder, well, how do I take in that God loves me? How do I take in God's truth and replace some of the other stuff that I've taken in? Well, as I said, yeah, we've got to find out how God does that for you. Bible reading and prayer will be a big part of that, but there'll be other things that can add to that as well. And then make deliberate time for that. On Thursday, it will be Ascension Day, when we remember that the day that Jesus ascended back into heaven. You know, in front of all his disciples, he's going up. But he said, I will not leave you orphaned, I am coming to you. And that coming to you is the advocate or the counselor, the spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. Jesus is with us, but this time through the Holy Spirit and in us. Jesus himself resides in heaven, which was in our scriptures today actually, at the Father's right hand and interceding for us. I've said these things to you while I'm still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. So that was actually from John 14, but verses 25 and 27, so a little bit further on than our gospel reading today. Now, why is this important? You know, this whole Jesus ascending into heaven. Well, it's that Jesus did this for us, that Jesus in the Gospels did things for us with his disciples, but the Holy Spirit does things with us now, and he will be in you forever. So we do things now with the Holy Spirit's power. With the Holy Spirit's power, we can resist sin, do works for God, and worship God. Not to be feared, but to be embraced, the Holy Spirit in our lives. So Jesus is going, ascending back into heaven to the Father's right hand. Who's coming? The Holy Spirit. What will it be like? Like having Jesus with us, but better. In us, empowering us, teaching us, reminding of all Jesus said. So, as we go into our next week, whatever that might mean for you and different changes. Have a think about creating deliberate time to hear from God. We have God with us, but we need to create deliberate time to be able to hear from God. For me, some music is very much helping at the moment, and certainly the Bible reading and prayer, but making deliberate time for that. Some of that for me is when I'm out walking. I don't know what it is for you. But stop and ponder, pray, ask God, how is it that I can hear from you and have my focus changed? To continually hear of your love for me and to let that transform all that we're experiencing. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I ask you now to join with me in this affirmation of faith. Again, the words will be on the screen for you. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith, the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us come together for a time of corporate confession and a reminder that we need to come to God with our own sins and confess them privately as well. From Hebrews 4, verse 16, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have broken your holy laws and have left undone what we ought to have done. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us, and change us. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God desires that none should perish, but that all should turn to Christ and live. In response to his call, we acknowledge our sins. God pardons those who humbly repent and truly believe the gospel. Therefore, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Amen. From Romans 6:10-11. Christ died for sins once for all, but the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let me lead us in a time of prayer. You may like to just close your eyes and listen, or pray along with me. We pray for the world that you love. Be with those who are suffering violence or injustice, those struggling with job loss or uncertainty, those struggling with restrictions and constantly changing circumstances, and for the grieving. Be with those who work for peace and the health and welfare of others. Be with those who are persecuted, exploited, and marginalised. Guide all the elected to positions of authority in the world. We pray for Scott Morrison and Daniel Andrews, those in government, and those in opposition parties that provide accountability in a different voice. In their power, grant them humility, that they may make wise and compassionate decisions and govern the people with justice and peace. We pray for Bishop Matt, our bishop. We pray for his family their time together, and for wisdom for Bishop Matt as he leads us at this difficult time. We pray for all churches as we adapt to these new circumstances. We pray that your Holy Spirit would lead all church leaders, that we would hear your voice and lead in your way. See the opportunities that you provide at the moment. We pray for those in missions around the world. We pray for the Jacksons in Japan and as they get ready to return to Australia. Grant us all the grace and the desire to serve you, to build your kingdom here on earth, and so to make the world a place where we can live together in the everlasting joy of your love. Grant us the wisdom, the will, and the strength to be living examples of your love, that in serving together we may glorify you, our Saviour and Lord. We remember before you, O Lord, our families and friends. Help us to realise that we share our concern for them with you, and that your love for them is greater than ours can ever be. We hold before you their longings and hopes for the future and their pains of the past. We ask that you are present with them each day of their lives, teaching them surely but gently of your everlasting love. We too pray for those in need and the sick. Our God, you created us in your image. We remember before you all who were sick, all those in pain and all those who are afraid. Be with them and all who care for them. And may the Holy Spirit surround them with your love and inspire them with your strength and give them comfort and peace. In their pain, give relief. In their tiredness, give rest. If in addiction, give freedom. And if it be in your will, restore them to health and fill their lives with joy. Stir our faith that when we are weighed down by doubts and fears, we may know deep in our hearts the truth of your love and be ready to accept the wonder and mystery of faith without seeking always to understand. I invite you to join with me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Loving God, we thank you for hearing our prayer, feeding us with your word, and encouraging us in our worship today. Take us and use us to love and serve you and all people, in the power of your Spirit, and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. May the God of peace equip you with everything good for doing his will, working in you what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Now, many of you will be aware some of our restrictions because of COVID-19 have changed, and there is now some ability to come to church, but that's still actually very complicated and still very restricted, and requires cleaning of anything that is touched in that time. So we can't use our fabric chairs or anything like that, just because we can't clean them properly. At the moment, there's no changes to what we're doing. If we do in the future have a time where limited numbers can come to church, my intention is to continue the recordings so you can watch at home, because some people won't feel comfortable to come out and worship with others. If the situation does change, obviously, we will let you know that we can come. If you would particularly like to come to the worship space within the church or the worship space within the hall and spend some time in personal prayer, give me a call and we can make that happen for you. But otherwise, we continue as we are. We've now got the freedom to visit people if that's appropriate. If you would like me to visit, please ring me. And we can do that. May you know God's blessing with you now and always.